an offshore wind farm in Lake Erie. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A company that's trying to build the first offshore wind farm on the Great Lakes has been waiting since last July for the state of Ohio to certify its project. This month, the group filed more reports in the hope of moving the Lake Erie project forward. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller has details.
The documents filed by the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation look at the impact six wind turbines off the coast of Cleveland might have on birds and bats. They include a March 2018 letter from the National Fish and Wildlife Service stating that the project has, quote, limited direct risk to migratory birds and bats. LEEDCO's Beth Noguski hopes these documents will expedite the certification process.
We see absolutely no reason for any more delay of our permit application before the Ohio Power Siting Board.
This case is not only the first of its kind before the board, but it's also the first of its kind as a freshwater wind farm proposed in the United States.
Matt Butler is with the Ohio Power Siting Board. He says the board staff wants to take their time with the application and make sure they have all the information they need. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.
Great Lakes Today is a collaboration of WBFO Buffalo, IdeaStream Cleveland, and WXXI Rochester. This is the Environment Report. When you think about greenhouse gases that are driving our warming climate, maybe you think about power plants or your car. But lakes can release greenhouse gases too, and the amount of nutrients that get into lakes from farms and cities matters. John Downing joins me now. He directs the University of Minnesota Sea Grant, and he's a scientist at the Large Lakes Observatory. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, Rebecca, it's a real pleasure to be with you.
First, let's talk about the basics. How are nutrients related to greenhouse gases that are emitted from lakes?
Well, probably the first thing to remember is that lakes themselves emit a lot of gas, even without the amount of nutrients that goes into them. Lake Erie, for example, gives off about as much carbon dioxide right now as all the cars in Detroit do. So the carbon dioxide coming out of lakes is really important globally. And I think the really interesting thing that we found in this global analysis is that carbon dioxide is a little bit less important than some of the other greenhouse gases, like methane and nitrous oxide. They are also emitted. The equivalent effect on the atmosphere isn't just one times the cars of Detroit, it's 18 times as many cars are in Detroit. That's from just from Lake Erie alone. But then if you multiply that by the effect of increasing eutrophication or the greenness of Lake Erie, the effect gets really large, so large that, in fact, maybe some of our efforts to curb greenhouse gases would be sort of negated by the increase from Green Lakes. It's another reason to keep lakes from getting green, basically, is that it can have a big effect on the atmosphere.
And let's remind people where those nutrients are coming from.
The main one is phosphorus that we worry about. And phosphorus is released from agricultural lands, from our own yards, from dirty streets even, and from sewage and industry.
So what can we do about this?
Well, everybody can do a little something. What we look at is simple stuff like street cleaning or paying attention to how much fertilizer we add to our gardens, to our lawns, to our agricultural fields. Those are important things. In cottage country, it's important for people to have a look at their septic systems, you know, their sewage disposal systems on site. Make sure they're working right. It can have very big local effects on the water quality.
John Downing directs the University of Minnesota Sea Grant, and he's a scientist at the Large Lakes Observatory. Thank you so much.
It's a real pleasure.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.